This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news and brief for May 23rd. I'm Paul Plack. The U.S. Senate has cleared a resolution chastising our partners in Europe for efforts there to weaken an existing security data sharing agreement. The NTSB is investigating an air traffic control incident last week at Chicago O'Hare that brought two regional jets within a few hundred feet of each other. Congressman Bill Schuster, a Pennsylvania Republican, said Friday he has withdrawn an amendment to FAA reauthorization in an effort to avoid further delays in long-term FAA funding. The FAA has dedicated a new control tower at Long Island MacArthur Airport that's 50 feet taller than the old one built in 1963. Viking Air Limited of Sydney, BC, has received Transport Canada's final production approval for the manufacture of the Series 400 Twin Otter. Honeywell reports the FAA has certified its HTF-7250G turbofan engine, which has been selected to power Gulfstream's new G250 super midsize business jet. Cessna is reporting great success for two Citation jets now flying with Jet Alliance East, a charter operator in Russia. The Russian air carrier UT Air has taken delivery of its first ATR-72500, which is also the first one of the type to be operating in Russia. Rockwell Collins announced Thursday its AHS 4000 attitude and reference heading system is now certified on the Bombardier CRJ-1000 next-gen aircraft. Embraer and Aircraft Performance Group have partnered to develop an iPreflight application for the Phenom 100 and Phenom 300 executive jets running on the Apple iPad. And the U.S. Air Force Thunderbirds flew their performance at a weekend air show on biofuel. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's ANN special feature, CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves explains his decision to publicly renounce his membership in AOPA. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.